The Enchanted Wood. Written by Enid Blyton and read by Kate Winslet.
The children had no chance to visit the Enchanted Wood until the next week, because they had to help their mother and father all they could. There was the garden to tidy, clothes and kitchen things to be unpacked and put away, and a great deal of cleaning to be done. Sometimes Joe was free and could have gone by himself. Sometimes the girls were sent out for a walk, but Joe was busy. None of them wanted to go without the others, so they had to wait. And then at last, their chance came. "You can have your lunch outdoors today," said Mother. "You've worked well, all of you, and you deserve a picnic. I'll cut you some sandwiches and you can take along some nice fresh milk."
"We'll go to the wood," whispered Beth to the others.
And with excited faces and beating hearts, they helped their mother to pack their picnic into the big basket. They set off. There was a small gate at the bottom of their back garden that led into the overgrown lane, running by the wood. They unlatched the gate and stood in the lane. They could see the trees in the wood and hear them talking their strange tree talk.
"Wisha, wisha, 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 wisha.
I feel as if there are adventures about," said Joe. "Come on, over the ditch we go, and into the Enchanted Wood." One by one, the children jumped over the narrow ditch. They stood beneath the trees and peered about. Small freckles of sunshine lay here and there on the ground, but not very many, for the trees were so thick. It was dim and green there, and a small bird nearby sang an odd little song over and over again.
"It really is magic," said Franny suddenly.
"I can feel magic about somewhere. Can't you, Beth? Can't you, Joe?"
"Yes," said the others, and their eyes shone with excitement.
"Come on,"